the question was asked, what happens if your friend tells you, I'm telling you, but don't tell anyone else. So firstly, there are three answers, but the first thing you have to know is that halachically, that does carry weight. We are limited when someone tells us, don't tell anyone else. The Talmud even goes so far, the Talmud says, why does the Torah repeatedly say, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe leimor, Hashem said to Moshe, and go tell them. That's to teach us that if you're not told, go tell them, you must keep information private. If you weren't given clear permission to tell it over, even with your wife. People will sometimes tell me their wife is expecting, and then their wife will talk to my wife 6 months later, and they told me when they did the first ultrasound because they had halachic questions. I didn't tell my wife. 6 months later, the wives are talking over the phone, and suddenly his wife says, don't you know I'm expecting? And my wife goes, no. And she goes, but my husband told your husband first. And she says, right, but he didn't tell me. You guys don't talk, we talk, but we try not to tell other people's personal information. So the fact that I'll know something doesn't mean I'm allowed to tell someone else. Sometimes it's really hard because it's before Rosh Hashanah and I see my wife making the list who she's going to pray for. They should have children. And I know she's expecting and she's expecting. I can't tell my wife. And she's davening for these people and I can't say anything, right? So sometimes I ask people, can I tell my wife? But sometimes that puts them in an uncomfortable situation because they're not happy saying no. But they want to say no. So I don't always ask. So the first thing we have to know is that when someone tells me don't tell, in the general rule is I have to respect that. Now, I can tell you that it took me a few years in education to learn this, but when people come and tell me, I want to tell you something, but on condition you don't tell anyone, so I usually say, please don't tell me. I usually say, look, I'm part of a staff here. I have a responsibility. You understand that I will respect your wishes, but you understand that I also have a responsibility that's broader than that. So if you're willing to trust me that I'll only give over the information if I really have to, so then you can be sure that I will analyze it and I will think it through and I'll do everything I can not to say it over or to at least discuss with you. But you understand that if you walk into this office and you tell me, don't tell anyone, but I'm going to go shoot the prime minister tomorrow. I can't respect that, right? I can't. I'm going to have to break my word to you. So there are lines where I have to. So if you're willing to trust me, to trust my judgment, or to trust me that whenever possible I'll ask you before I do give over the information, so I can tell you I will do my best, and unless I really have to, I won't. So, and I'll tell you that 75% of the time the people tell me anyways, 25% of the time they don't. Sometimes I wonder if I shouldn't have known. You know, who knows what they're going to go do? Maybe I should have known. So that's number one. Then there are times...
And what I mean is, they should be able to tell you... Like,
if a guy's telling me he's going to go do something that's dangerous,
I would have thought, if I speak freely, that you would say, okay, you can tell me, and then, you know, you understand things at a halakhic perspective, and that's good enough for you to feel confident enough to make your own decision. Maybe.
So sometimes. It depends on the age, it depends on the scenario. That was the first clause. Whenever possible, that's my mode of operation. I tell a person that answer, and sometimes the person won't tell me, and fine, so I can't help them. That's number one. Then, sometimes a teenager will come. Sometimes it's a scenario where the person who's talking to you, you feel it's very important that they do talk to you. And then comes in what Joseph said. And then after you hear it, sometimes you hear, let's say, let's take an example. A person tells you, you know, I really should be taking my medication, but I'll confide in you, I haven't been taking my medication for the last 3 months. I feel fine. Just you know, a little bit, my heart keeps palpitating every morning, but other than that, I'm fine. But please don't tell anyone, I can't stand that medication, and so far my heart's doing okay. You're laughing, you'll be surprised. This is not an exaggeration. You know, the stories that come up are really like that.
Something like his life is in your hand,
no? So, right. So then, in scenarios like that, what? So it's pikuach nefesh, but I still, in all those instances, what I've tried to do, and I think I can't remember a circumstance where it didn't work, I tell the person, you've just shared with me information that's critical. I would be criminal towards you if I kept my word to you, but I want to keep my word to you. So let's think together who we should share this with, because what you're doing now is dangerous. Let's go together to a doctor. Let's consult. Let's figure out a solution. Meaning, instead of taking the decision into my hands, and again, I can't remember. I can't remember my whole life in 1 second, but I can't remember a time this didn't work, where I tell the person what you've just said. The first point I tell them, I don't start with saying, you know, I'd be criminal not telling this over. I start by saying, why don't we go discuss this with the right person? And then if all else fails, I say, what do you think I should do as a responsible, caring human being? You think I could be quiet when I know you're doing something that's endangering your life? I know I told you I would be, and I want to be, so let's find a different solution. Meaning, I really think it's good to be upfront with people. Trust is something that takes a long time to build and a second to destroy. Meaning, it's rare that you have to turn on your word and you can't tell the person you're going to do it. It's rare. I can't think of an example that I had where I couldn't tell the person, I know I told you, but you realize that I would be completely wrong. I would be wrong to you. I would be hurting you. I'd be a bad friend if I didn't go now and ensure that you got the help you needed or treatment you needed, etc. And I find that that's for... I can't remember a time that didn't work. But so that's point number two. And then point number three, obviously there are going to be times where you can't do that. I remember a guy called me from overseas, and he told me something like very dangerous, like that he wasn't taking his medication, or don't tell anyone I'm going to fast Yom Kippur. I know the doctors told me not to. I know it's dangerous. But don't worry, I've done it before. I can do it again. Don't tell anyone. Okay? And then the phone disconnected, right? And it's Erev Yom Kippur, and I can't get through to him. And I know it's dangerous. So I went and I called up the guy's family, and I told them, right? Like you said, there are circumstances where it's dangerous. I went against what he said. He told me don't tell anyone, and I did. But I also called after Yom Kippur, and I explained. Meaning, in that case, I said, you know, I couldn't do it. You put me in a situation where I can't leave you to endanger your life. I had more than once where people told me, don't tell anyone, but I'm going to fast, even though medically I shouldn't. I'm going to fast on Yom Kippur. And what choice do I have? Like you said, so if I could convince the person to talk to someone, fine. And even when I've convinced the people, I've followed up and made sure that the right people were in the picture. And when the third scenario is where I do have to go and divulge the information, I think whenever possible, and I think it's almost always possible, to tell the person you did that. Again, maintaining your faith to people is very hard. And if we stick to it, that's when people know they can trust us. I'm not, again, if there's a scenario where you can't, so you can't. You know, when there's a scenario where you have to save a person's life, where it's going to be dangerous for a person, you have to reveal the information and there's no way to tell the person. And voila, so you have to. But in most circumstances, if our train of thought is, let me be honest with him, most of the time we'll find a way.